This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian forces fought village by village Saturday to hold back a Russian advance through the country's east, while the United Nations worked to broker a civilian evacuation from the last defensive stronghold and the bombed-out ruins of the port city, Mariupol. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
An estimated 100,000 civilians remain in the city, and up to 1,000 are living beneath a sprawling Soviet-era steel plant. This, according to Ukrainian officials. Ukraine has not said how many fighters are also in the plant. It is reported to be the only part of Mariupol not occupied by Russian forces. Russia has said it thinks about 2,000 fighters are holed up in the plant. Russian state media outlets reported Saturday that 25 civilians had been evacuated from the Azovstal steelworks. There was no confirmation from the UN. A top official with the Azov regiment, the Ukrainian unit defending the plant, said 20 civilians were evacuated during a ceasefire. Women who say their husbands are among the fighters in the plant said a skeleton medical staff was treating at least 600 wounded people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Prices for Russian credit default swaps insurance contracts that protect an investor against a default plunged sharply overnight after Moscow used its precious foreign currency reserves to make a last-minute debt payment on Friday. The cost for a five-year credit default swap on Russian debt was $5.84 million to protect $10 million in debt. That price was already half the one Thursday, which was set roughly $11 million for $10 million in debt protection. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron has conveyed to Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky his wish to actively work to reestablish the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine during his second mandate in coordination with allies. Macron assured Zelensky in their hour-long conversation Saturday that military material and humanitarian assistance would keep flowing to Ukraine. France has so far sent 215 tons of equipment and aid, including generators for hospital, ambulances, and food. France has been coy about its contribution in its defensive weapons, but Macron recently mentioned Milan anti-tank missiles and delivery of truck-mounted Caesar cannons among consequential equipment. U.S. President Joe Biden is turning to a Cold War-era law to boost production of lithium and other minerals to use to power electric vehicles, but experts say the move by itself is unlikely to ensure the robust domestic mining Biden seeks as he promotes cleaner energy sources. Biden's action, part of his effort to find alternatives to fossil fuels and combat climate change, does not waive or suspend existing environmental and labor standards, nor does it address the chief hurdle to increase domestic extraction of so-called critical minerals, the years-long process needed to obtain a federal permit for a new mine. Motorcycles rumbled through the streets of Canada's capital, and a memorial service was held at the National War Memorial for a strong police presence kept an eye on the Rolling Thunder protest. Many of the people involved in this weekend's event also took part in a Freedom Convoy that shuttered downtown Ottawa for weeks. In February, Ottawa police say two people were arrested Saturday, and 33 vehicles have been towed from the exclusion zone since Friday morning. Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian forces have been fighting village to village Saturday, holding back a Russian advance through the country's east, while the United Nations is working to broker a civilian evacuation from the last offensive stronghold and the bombed-out ruins of the port city of Mariupol. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.